yesterday in the Catholic news, there was a story about a priest, Father Lavinius Namani, Nigerian priest living in Rome. I never heard of him. I never met him. I don't know anything about him. Probably no one else did either, except he was ordained on Holy Thursday earlier this month, ordained in his hospital bed with special permission from Pope Francis. And he died after 23 days in the same hospital bed. And his funeral was on Monday. Now, why is that even news? It didn't make the secular news, of course. Who cares about that? He didn't even do anything. He didn't even leave his hospital room. He didn't go to any great cathedrals. He didn't make any great sermons. Maybe never baptized anyone, heard any confessions, anointed anyone. But it was in the Catholic news, and the Catholic News Service picked it up, and a lot of Catholic online sites reported it, because a Catholic understands why this is a beautiful thing, why this man on his deathbed was ordained a priest, and why it's significant, because that man, Father Lavinius, reveals in a certain way the essence of the priesthood. The aspect of the priesthood that we might not pay attention to if we get caught up in great cathedrals and impressive ministries. Because Father Lavinius made a sacrifice of himself. He was chosen. He said yes to the choice of God. He made a sacrifice of himself, and he made present in the world the sacrifice of Jesus. That's what a priest does. He's chosen, chosen by God. He says yes to that choice, and he joins himself to the sacrifice of Christ in such a way that the sacrifice of Jesus Christ is made present in the world through him. That's especially clear at the Mass. So Father Lavinius said his Masses. I don't know if he said Mass every day, probably, but he said his Mass lying in his hospital bed. And we celebrate the gift of his priesthood. Now, why do I mention that? It has nothing to do with me. Well, because it helps us understand what we're celebrating today. Today's my 20th anniversary as a priest. And naturally, people think of what Father Daniel has done in these 20 years. I don't know if that's worth getting into. Because the essence of what we celebrate is the priesthood itself. The gift of the priesthood itself, whether it's 23 days or 20 years or 50 years, that's actually not the most important thing. The sacrifice of Christ made present in the world through the priest, even if he only has one Mass, is already of incalculable value, infinite value. So we celebrate the priesthood. Now, on April 28th, the Church honors a number of great saints, and every year I mention them. I'm going to mention them again now. Today's the feast day of St. Peter Chanel, the proto-martyr of Oceania, the great Marist priest. Peter Chanel was martyred in 1841. Today, the Church also celebrates St. Louis de Montfort, the great Marian doctor of the Church. He died on this day in 1716. So these two feasts are on the Church's universal calendar. Another great saint who died on this day, and her feast day is today, Saint Gianna Mola, the woman who risked her life for the sake of her unborn child. She died in 1962, Saint Gianna Mola. Another saint whose his death anniversary is not today, but his anniversary of his ordination is today, Saint Maximilian Kolbe, ordained a priest on this day in 1918, 103 years ago. Now, I want to mention those saints because they're all great saints and they're all witnesses of sacrifice. They're witnesses of dedication to God and of the care of the Blessed Virgin Mary. But instead, I'm going to focus on Saint Joseph. I'm sure you're not surprised. We're in the year of Saint Joseph. We're in the time of preparation for our consecration to Saint Joseph. In fact, the whole country is going to be consecrated to Saint Joseph on Saturday, Feast of Saint Joseph the Worker. So how can I not think of Saint Joseph? Now you might say, well, what does Saint Joseph have to do with the priesthood? He wasn't a priest. He was a married man, raised a son. He was a laborer. This is not the anniversary of his death, as far as we know. We don't know the date of Saint Joseph's death. But as we have been discovering all year, there's a lot more to Saint Joseph than meets the eye at first. And there's a lot to learn from him, including about the priesthood. So I'm just going to pick out two ideas from the life of Saint Joseph. And then as a third point, I want to reflect a little bit on a chalice that was given to me last week. First of all, Saint Joseph, the two ideas are fatherhood and silence. Saint Joseph was thought to be the father of Jesus. Now, the scriptures make very clear that he wasn't the father of Jesus biologically, but he was the father of Jesus in every other way. You could call him the spiritual father of Jesus. We call priests father. It's an odd thing because what most people think of when they think of priests, I'm not talking about devout Catholics, but most people in the world, priests, what they know about them is that they don't get married. They don't have children. And yet they're called father. Why? Because of their spiritual fatherhood. They give spiritual life to those whom they serve, or they should. They should provide life for those whom they serve. And this is what Saint Joseph certainly did. His dedication to Mary and Jesus, it was absolutely sterling, absolutely without reservation. He sacrificed himself for his family. He sacrificed his whole life for his wife and his son. And in that sense, is a great model for a priest. His relationship with Mary teaches the priests our relationship with the church. As he loved Mary, a priest loves the church, or should. As Joseph loved Jesus, so must a priest love Jesus and dedicate himself to Jesus Christ, making him known. To be a father, to be a spiritual father, is to be in some way like Saint Joseph, who is an image of God the Father, an icon of God the Father, a shadow of God the Father. Pope Francis, when he wrote his reflections on Saint Joseph, titled the exhortation Patris Cordae, with the heart of a father. With the heart of a father. That's Joseph. Everything he did with the heart of a father. And that's everything a priest does, or should be, is done with the heart of a father in order to give life to the church and to give life to his spiritual children. Fatherhood. The second thought that comes to mind in relation to Joseph is his silence. Now, what does that have to do with a priest? Priests are not silent. In fact, they're supposed to speak. They're supposed to proclaim the gospel. They have to if they're going to be faithful to their ministry. So what does silence have to do with the priesthood? The silence of Joseph was not that he never said anything. It's nothing that he said is recorded, we know. But of course he spoke. He spoke to his wife. He spoke to his son. He spoke to his neighbors and friends and colleagues. And what did he tell them about? He probably told them about his wife and his son. He told them about the kingdom of God. He told them about what was good and true and beautiful. Did he speak about himself? No. That's why he's so unknown. I think this teaches us something about the ministry of a priest. A priest does not proclaim himself, or shouldn't. A priest should speak about Jesus Christ and about the church and about the kingdom of God, about the mercy of God, about the truth, about what's good, about what's beautiful, not about himself. Now, it's hard to do. A priest is set up in front of everybody. He has to speak publicly in front of everybody. And it's very easy to use that platform to gain attention for himself. But if he's faithful, he should dedicate himself to what Joseph dedicated himself to, Jesus and Mary. Now, let me just share a little bit about this chalice. Last week, completely out of the blue, a man came and delivered this chalice here to the center. I had no idea that it was coming. It has nothing to do with my 20th anniversary. At least, I mean, not on a human level. God knew the timing of it, but none of us did. This is from the widow and the family of Brother Norman. Remember Brother Norman, one of our associates, the American. After his retirement, he came to Binondo. He lived in Binondo. He married in Binondo, Belly, and then and he was active in Anuim as an associate. He went back to the States. They lived in Houston, and he died there in 2019, so 2 years ago almost. He died there of cancer. He was in his 80s already, 83 or 84 years old. He was a member of the Knights of Columbus, very active in his parish. And the Knights of Columbus, in his honor, gave the family a chalice. And so it says on the bottom here, in memory of Sir Knight Norman Gallant, Assembly 3429. Norman's widow, Belly, decided that this chalice should go to the Anuim community. And it's engraved on here for Father Daniel Healy. So I never had a chalice before, so now I have one. And I'm going to bless it in this Mass. It seems like an appropriate time to bless it. What's a chalice? Well, it's just a cup. I mean, even if it's fancy and beautiful and gold-plated or whatever, what makes a chalice special is that it is set aside for the use, for its use as a container of the precious blood of Christ. That's what really makes a chalice special. Yeah, I'm going to bless the chalice, but it's still only a cup. It's a blessed cup, but it's a consecrated cup, set aside to be a container for the life of Jesus Christ offered for us. Consecrated. In some ways, it's an image that can help us understand the priesthood. What's a priest? He's just a man, like any other man. He's not better, he's not better looking, or has more gifts or anything. But he's consecrated. He's set aside as an instrument for the kingdom, for the continuation of the ministry of Christ. He's supposed to contain for the church and for the world the life of Christ. No one's worthy of that, just like no chalice is worthy to contain the precious blood. But this is how God sets it up. He chooses some earthen vessels, and he bestows on them an immeasurable treasure. That's the priesthood. That's the Eucharist. So I'm going to bless this chalice today. Let it be a reminder to us of the greatness of the priesthood, not the greatness of the priest, because priests are not usually very great. If they're faithful, the greatness of Christ comes through them. And that's what we pray for, faithful priests. Certainly we've had enough scandals in the church to mar the image of the priesthood. But what we do today is we give thanks to God for the gift of the priesthood, the gift that I've had for now 20 years, the gift that Father Lavinius had for 23 days, the gift that the church has until the end of time, because of the greatness of Christ. Let me just add one last thought. I said I was going to talk about St. Joseph. I was recalling my ordination 20 years ago. It was a very hot day. A lot of you were there. Remember the cathedral in Alaminos, Pangasinan? St. Joseph Cathedral. I never thought of it. I didn't think of it very much, but I was ordained in the Cathedral of St. Joseph. So under the watchful eyes, the patronage of St. Joseph. So since we're in the year of St. Joseph, and this is the only chance I'm going to have an anniversary in the year of St. Joseph, I want to honor him as well. Thanks be to God.